We all know today is a gift from above, and we should celebrate it fully. A special hello to the starseeds and divine beings tuning in. This message is for you. If this message doesn't click with you, it might not be meant for you. Everyone else, make sure to stick around till the end, because I've got something really special to share. How's everyone doing as we dive into today's topic? Remember, no person or obstacle should prevent us from reaching our goals, which we know lead to a better place. Sometimes people will try to undermine you, but remember, it's because you're important. You're the chosen one. I want everyone watching to engage, like, comment, and subscribe. Know that those who doubted you or walked away will realize their mistake. They'll see the truth of who you are. God sometimes removes people from our lives, not as a punishment, but as a protection, reshaping us into the individuals we're meant to be. There might be times when it feels like you're alone, but these moments are for opening your eyes to your true strength. You were never the problem. People who've been around you know they were blessed by your presence, regardless of past mistakes or failed relationships. But what happens when you're hidden in plain sight by divine design? Those who overlooked you or took you for granted will recognize their error. As time goes on, you'll see clearly that you were always the blessing, the light within your circle. You have a gift that changes atmospheres and opens doors for those around you, even when they didn't realize it. Your prayers and presence were often taken for granted, but those days are over. We are living in transformative times. Remember, your adversaries are powerless without you. God concealed you from them to lift you to a higher place so you could see your true worth. You've always been destined for greatness, even if others failed to acknowledge it. Keep this in mind as you navigate through life and understand your true value. At times, it might feel like you're pleading with others to stay in your life, to forgive you, or to give you another chance. Yet despite your pleas, many have turned their backs, dismissing your potential and predicting your downfall. This is why it's crucial to arm yourself spiritually, to withstand the challenges and negativity that may come your way. I urge everyone here to affirm their worth in the comments below. Proclaim that you are a blessing. Often, you may not have material wealth, but you are rich in spirit and emotion. Your presence and energy are invaluable, transcending what money can buy. As we navigate through life, particularly in these times, it seems genuine positivity is scarce. Many out there are of low vibration, those I call Decepticons, who are essentially the opposite of what we, the chosen ones, embody. We radiate positivity, inspire and elevate those around us. A simple prayer from us can transform lives because we are divinely appointed for this mission. However, not everyone believes in this higher calling, and not everyone is genuinely chosen. It's crucial to seek divine discernment to identify those who are merely wolves in sheep's clothing. Don't hesitate to ask for divine protection against those who mean you harm. Sometimes, divine protection means being hidden in plain sight. You might be among others, yet divinely shielded, unnoticed as the chosen one. This concealment is not accidental. It's part of a divine plan, ensuring that your growth and blessings are not hindered by those who fail to recognize or celebrate your true value. Even when others pass you by or betray you, remember that divine provision is always at hand. God has a unique path for each of us, often leading us away from negativity and towards solitary growth. This isolation isn't punishment, it's preparation, setting you apart to receive blessings that others might misuse if given a chance. Reflect on your life's journey. Often it's a solo journey for a reason. You're not alone because you're unlovable or unworthy. You're alone because you're being prepared, protected, and profoundly blessed. Stand firm in this knowledge and embrace the solitude, knowing it's part of your divine path. If people were meant to be in my life, they'd be here with me now. Why do you think God keeps you hidden from those who mean you harm? They prevent you from reaching your true potential, your promised land. People can often block your progress, they're obstacles to your success and spiritual breakthroughs. Be mindful of whom you let into your life. Not everyone is meant to stay forever. Some people are seasonal in your journey. If someone just blocked you for no apparent reason, remember, the devil is trying to stir trouble. People who crave control over the chosen ones often end up frustrated because they can't dominate your spirit. When you're alone, that's when God showers you with opportunities and reveals the true colors of those around you. He shows you who's genuinely for you and who's against you. There's a saying that not everything that glitters is gold. Be cautious about where you invest your energy. Protect your vibrations, that's crucial. Someone always reminds me in the comments to protect my energy, and it resonates deeply. Your high vibration can attract the wrong people at the wrong time, which can drastically lower your spirits. I have a joy that no one can take away, and I encourage everyone to declare the same in the comments. This joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. When you possess such a spirit, you must safeguard it, especially when you shine brightly, as others may attempt to dim your light. Tell the negativity and any generational curses that they have no power over you. Declare your freedom and rebirth. Face adversities head on and affirm your strength in Christ, who reinforces your spirit and cleanses you. Remember, you are a blessing, not a curse. Your presence alone can uplift and break barriers. You are not what others might label you. You are chosen, anointed, and your life is making a significant impact. Recognize your worth, chosen ones, and understand that any removal from people's lives is not a loss but a divine redirection, enhancing your life and aligning you closer to your true purpose. Celebrate these changes as victories, not defeats. Take a moment to list all the good things in your life and recognize how much you've been blessed. Many people aren't experiencing the spiritual richness that you are. Despite everyone making mistakes and falling short of what is ideal, remember this: God is a God of second chances, love, forgiveness, peace, and patience. If you prioritize God and release all the negativity, be it from enemies, fair-weather friends, or disingenuous family members, He will ensure that everything turns out in your favor. I encourage everyone to comment below, affirming that you will place God first, regardless of what challenges or negative talk comes your way. Your adversaries will regret their actions. They will regret overlooking you and trying to emulate you without understanding your true essence. These deceptive individuals, these Decepticons in your life, will realize their mistake. I am certain that God reigns supreme, always present and always on time. He shows up every time I call, making ways where there seem to be none. For those doubting His existence, let this be clear: God is undeniably real. I'm weary of seeing the chosen ones underestimated and disparaged. We are devout, seeking God daily, and our presence is vital, our spirit, our vibe, essential to those around us. God has instructed me to remain humble the next time I encounter those who've wronged me. Human loyalty is fleeting. People may be with you one day and against you the next, a simple fact of life. Even those who have been by your side for decades have faced their trials and conflicts. But remember, unlike any human, Jesus will never belittle you or lead you astray. Those who doubted your potential now see the truth. You are the chosen one. They didn't understand the divine workings in your life because God's plans for you are unique. Living righteously matters. Prioritizing God transforms lives significantly. While some lament the lifestyle changes this commitment requires, questioning what they must leave behind, I say let it go. This world offers nothing but temporary pleasures shadowed by inevitable darkness. We are amidst a spiritual battle in these final days. Prices rise, pressures mount, but so should our faith. We're witnessing a world in upheaval, a stark reminder of the importance of spiritual steadfastness. Have you noticed the relentless rise in prices? Everything's getting more expensive, and there's no sign of it slowing down. We might be heading into tough times, maybe even a famine. Consider this: pandemic numbers are down, yet economic pressures are soaring. What's going on? We're potentially heading into a period where people will fiercely compete over resources, consumed by materialism and self-interest, just as predicted in the Bible. Remember the chaos of past events? We haven't seen anything yet. Many are called, but few are chosen. So as we face these trying times, ask yourself, are you prepared? Are you living in a way that when the rapture comes, you'll be ready to meet the Lord? I am committed to walking with Jesus, unafraid of what's to come. I urge you not to live in fear, but in readiness for what lies ahead. Life is fleeting. We could be here today and gone in a blink. Seize the day, chase your dreams, and never look back. Live fully and keep God at the center of all you do. Remember, people will eventually see the error in their ways. The setbacks and betrayals will no longer sting. I've put all that behind me, Soon, those who doubted you will realize you were the blessing all along, the one who brought life to every gathering. When you're absent, they'll recognize your worth and might even say, surely they were the chosen one. And if you ever need a friend, someone to pray with, or a dose of motivation, know that you have someone right here. We are the chosen ones, blessed with a unique purpose and a special reward from God. Rejoice and be glad, for your blessings are many and your challenges are not insurmountable.